A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Kalshi markets itself as the first sports prediction market that's legal in all 50 states. New Jersey and dozens of other states say they are blatantly ignoring sports betting laws. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty tells us the states are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the case.
Sports betting is legal in New Jersey for people 21 and older, and there are some restrictions and safeguards in place to prevent fraud and abuse. New Jersey Attorney General Jennifer Davenport says dozens of states, led by both Democrats and Republicans, claim these so-called prediction markets allow users as young as 18 to place bets and are completely unaccountable. They want the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case.
And for someone to advertise itself as the first app for legal sports betting in all 50 states, but then not follow any gaming laws in any of the states, is it completely absurd.
Davenport says this also puts legitimate sports betting platforms like DraftKings and FanDuel at a competitive disadvantage because they actually follow the laws.
Kalshi says it's under the jurisdiction of congressional CFTC laws, which govern financial markets and not individual state laws for sports betting. Philadelphia police are hoping the public can help them identify the man they say shot and killed another man last month in the city's Kensington neighborhood. Investigators have released surveillance video and photos of the suspect. The shooting happened around 5 in the morning on Sunday, August 23rd, along Kensington Avenue and H Street. The suspect is seen in video with 35-year-old Michael Scott Keat. They seem to be arguing outside a car with an open trunk. Scott Keat was shot in the back, chest, and legs. He was taken to the hospital where he died. Police hope anyone with information will call in with a tip, 215-686-TIPS, even if they remain anonymous. As always, there is a $20,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. A fuel wholesaler is suing part of the Freedom Fuel Network in federal court for nearly $4 million in unpaid deliveries, which is leading some to say the discounts are simply the result of unpaid bills. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
The fuel retailer KRSM and owner Syed Kazmi, part of the Freedom Fuel Network, are accused of not paying the Mansfield Oil Company for 1.1 million gallons of gas delivered before and shortly after the network launched in July with discounted prices as much as 50 cents, down to $3.47 as a nod to the 47th president.
The ongoing federal lawsuit from Mansfield Oil exposes that magic trick.
Dr. Eli Fitch is a professor of finance at Drexel University.
The lawsuit is alleging that the cheap gas didn't come from a revolution in logistics or superior efficiency. It claims the distributor failed to pay a $4 million supply bill.
Fitch says retailers operate with a profit of 10 to 15 cents a gallon.
Eventually, when the bill comes due, things fall off the cliff.
Freedom Fuel retailers are listed at about $4 per gallon, currently about 30 cents below average for our region. A local woman is facing charges after authorities say she was caught stealing upwards of $20,000 from a Delaware County Little League team. But as KYW's Justin Udo tells us, her scheme struck out.
Delaware County District Attorney Tanner Rouse says Robin Massing was running a sophisticated yet rudimentary scheme.
Basically swiping checks out of the mail, washing them, and using them for her own purpose.
Rouse says it was in 2025 when Massing began targeting the Media Little League organization by swiping a number of their checks from a mailbox. But upper management of the league became suspicious and reached out to the district attorney's office.
It is bad enough under any circumstance, but it is particularly appalling because these are checks and this is money that was designated for our kids.
Rouse says Massing, a transient who has no affiliation with the league, is no stranger to these kinds of scams. She's tried the same thing in Chester County, where she's facing similar charges.
She's a pro. She's somebody who does this, in effect, for a living.
Massing is charged with felony counts of forgery, bad checks, theft by unlawful taking, and receiving stolen property. New Jersey is a soccer state. According to Governor Mikey Sherrill, she announced Wednesday that an MLS Futures team will play its games in Middlesex County next summer. An affiliate of NYCFC will play its games at the $350 million Nexus Sports and Entertainment Complex near Middlesex County College. So far, there is no team name or mascot. That will all be decided in the coming months. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Say play KYW News Radio.
The KYW News Radio All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, proud sponsor of the KYW News Radio studios. Bring on the fun and bring home a new Honda with a great deal on your favorite Honda vehicles, and finally take that road trip you've been dreaming of. Now's the time to check out the Honda Civic and HR-V from Honda, the 2025 Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com best value brand. Your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic. But it's not magic.